On Monday nights, a group of veterans in the Upper Valley meets for a virtual book club. It's made up of people who served in Vietnam, and Iraq, and Afghanistan. But they don't read the latest bestsellers. Instead, they discuss works by Sophocles and Homer. VPR's Lexi Krupp has more on how reading stories from thousands of years ago resonates with veterans today.
How are we all doing? Are we all okay? Somebody say something now, because we got an awkward lag. It's going to feel like a quick...
On a recent evening, a group of about 10 people met on Zoom to talk about the Greek play Agamemnon. It opens with a guard on watch duty.
At line 30, the herald whose job, I mean, this guy's job has been to sit on a watchtower. So here's this guy sitting for 10 years waiting for a signal.
The story is a tragedy about a king coming home after a long, brutal war. When King Agamemnon first shows up in his home city, a group of old wise men don't know how to greet him. They ask, "How shall I hail you? How give honor?"
When I read that, it kind of reminded me of when I came back from Afghanistan. And not so much about, like, how do I hail you, but how do I even approach you?
Anand Shukla lives in Lebanon. He's an emergency medicine resident at Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center. He's also an active duty military physician and part of a group of veterans reading this play written more than 2,000 years ago by the Greek author Aeschylus, who was a soldier himself. He fought in the Persian Wars around the year 490 BC. Anand says this awkwardness of coming home from war, how people don't really know what to say, he felt it when he saw his parents after getting back from Afghanistan in 2019.
I walked up to hug my mother, and the first thing she did is she held my hand and looked at it because it was tan and calloused.
This memory sticks out for Fred Crowley, too. He's a retired physician in Norwich, and he was a flight surgeon in Vietnam. He spoke up after Anand.
When I came back, both my wife and my mother were waiting there. And within the first 10 minutes, they both remarked on how much I had changed.
But Fred says he felt like they had changed, not him.
It really struck me when they said, "Yeah, Fred, you've changed." How? I didn't know.
Reading about these challenges of war and having the chance to talk through them with other veterans, it's made these Monday night meetings feel sacred for many who attend.
And it allows me to see that warfare, the kind of the visceral and the more kind of the important aspects of what war can do to a person hasn't changed since antiquity.
These topics that you don't talk about, you know, when you're checking out your grocery store, these topics that you don't talk about when you're picking your kid up from the bus stop, you know, the other mothers, that kind of thing. It's a group of people who get it.
That was Anand again, and Kate Van Armen of Thetford. She served as an army nurse for 20 years, all over the world. Kate says these conversations are possible because of the person moderating these groups, Roberta Stewart. She's a classics professor at Dartmouth College, which also supports the group.
And I had an idea about 12 years ago that I wanted to read World Literatures of War with veterans because I thought it might be useful. And it's a project that's taken over my Monday nights.
Usually, they're sitting around a table at the public library in Hanover with cookies and coffee. During the pandemic, though, that was all put on hold. For a while, they stopped meeting altogether. Then, almost a year ago, the Defense Department announced troop withdrawals in Iraq and Afghanistan. At the time, there was this op-ed in the New York Times by a former Marine captain. It said, "We lost." It came out months before the Taliban overtook Afghanistan.
For me, it triggered a lot, you know, personally, it triggered a lot of questions.
Zach Conaway of Groton served in Afghanistan in 2009. He also works at Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center and has helped organize the book group in recent years. He says after the article came out, the group started up again over Zoom. They picked out stories that might help them make sense of this moment, like All Quiet on the Western Front and The Road Back, about German soldiers in World War I, and a novel by a Vietnamese author and former soldier. Zach says these discussions helped him process what's happening in Afghanistan.
It was asking questions of Vietnam vets, like, is this how it felt for you when Saigon fell? You know, is this how, and trying to correlate that dichotomy with what they've gone through.
For now, the group is back to the classics. They finished Agamemnon and are on to the next Aeschylus play. It turns out there's no shortage of classical literature on war, so the book club could be going for a very long time. For VPR News, I'm Lexi Krupp.